Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We'll talk on the way about suicide. It's not a fun topic, but one of those things that every now and then you probably should talk about, because it's actually struck somewhat close to you, Chris Cantwell.
Sure has.
And we will tell you more about that. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, plus some disturbing Bitcoin news for one operator of a Bitcoin ATM. But first, we've got Andrew calling from Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going today?
What's on your
mind? I'm glad you asked, Andrew. I'm, go ahead.
Hey, I called in a couple weeks ago about the topic of the police shooting here in Pasco. And apparently there's been protesting.
Can you recap real brief? This was the guy with the rocks, right? That was throwing rocks?
Yeah, gentleman with the rocks and... He was running away from the cops, and they said he was getting ready to throw some more rocks at him.
They shot him in the back, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they shot him in the back. He was facing them, it looked like, in the video.
Yeah, in the video, it looked like he was getting ready to throw some more rocks. So,
yeah, I released the YouTube clip of that segment. It's titled Rocks versus Bullets on YouTube.
So, what's going on? Protests?
Yeah, they're protesting it, and some of the family members are coming out in protest of it too, and saying they want. You know, the funny part is they want to. They're trying to partition Eric Holder, who's leaving the White House to have an interjunct and do their own personal investigation.
What are they race pimping? Is that the?
I don't know exactly, but Eric Holder's one of the worst people here. I mean, hell, he's the one that's behind the Fast and the Furious, guns going over into Mexico, killing American citizens. So,
well,
I mean,
people don't know what the hell to do. I mean, when people are frustrated by the police killing folks unnecessarily, and I think that it was unnecessary to shoot this man to death over throwing the rocks. There were multiple opportunities that the police had to approach that situation in a different way, and the video footage made it pretty clear that there was one officer who was literally directly next to this man who could have easily, had he had the proper training, done some sort of a takedown move on this guy and taken him out. Not taken his life, but taken him out of commission for that moment. I don't think they should have done what they did, but when people get frustrated by the police, they're also frustrated by the fact that there's no real solution present. You know, there's over all these years we've been talking about police abuse and violence by the police on Free Talk Live. Every now and then you'll hear something about, well, we've formed a police observation squad or whatever they call it, the committee that they task force where they'll bring, you know, some guy from the police department, some guy from an interest group. Citizen interest group, an attorney, you know, they'll bring in some people that supposedly have some sway in the community, and then they'll sit them all on a panel together, and they'll oversee the police, and they'll have investigative powers in some cases, and this and that, and they try to make it sound like they're doing something to really rein the police in, but ultimately it never results in any significant changes to the way things operate. They end up being sort of a yes man group for the police in a lot of cases, or they just become nothing more than a neutered advisory panel that really can't do anything.
What they need to do is they need to bring in departments from, say, out of state, and then when they find stuff wrong, they can confiscate the equipment from the police department that they found that has done something
you
wrong.
You mean other departments?
Other departments around the country, and then they can confiscate all the equipment and stuff
like that.
Like
asset forfeiture.
Like asset forfeiture. The crap the police do to the citizens every day, the police should be able to do to the police.
Yeah, I don't think the police are going to solve the problem.
At that point, they'd be cannibalizing each other.
I could just imagine that. You just have gang warfare in the streets, the boys in
shooting
blue.
Shooting at each other.
Yeah, I'd rather have them shooting at each other than shooting at innocent people. But people are frustrated.
In the United States, they've killed three people every single day since the beginning of 2015. In Germany last year, they killed one person.
I mean, we know that the government doesn't solve problems, right? I mean, we on this program, we are aware that government makes things worse. Any problem they try to solve usually was created by them in the first place, and whatever it is that they try to do to solve the problem usually makes the, aggravates whatever that problem is and makes it worse. So like the war on drugs, now there's more drugs, and there's worse drugs and more violence. So, there's plenty of examples of this. But you can't blame people for not knowing what the hell to do. The average person doesn't know this about the government, so their response is, well, these cops are bad. Let's call more cops. Eric Holder, come help us.
I do blame them. This is an obvious enough pattern if you bother to take a look at it, ladies and gentlemen, and they just don't. There's a thing in criminal law known as criminal negligence, right? Like, if you negligently put people's lives in danger, you can be prosecuted for that. And I'm getting to a point where I just feel that way about the vast majority of humanity.
That they are criminally negligent?
Yes.
So, Andrew, what do you think here? What's going to happen?
Especially when you bring the federal government into play, things can either go worse or they can get better. So it all depends. But I also had another topic, if that's okay, to bring up real quick.
Briefly, go ahead.
You know how everyone's panicking about the epidemic with the measles from Disneyland?
No, I don't know anyone who's in a panic about that.
Oh, well, okay.
But I certainly heard about it.
People are up in arms and saying, oh, you need to vaccinate people and you can't bring your kids if they're not vaccinated. Unfortunately, Washington State Legislative is becoming very pain in the butt, and they're trying to push something through our House and Senate that states that parents no longer have the right to choose whether or not they want to have their kids vaccinated. Mm. There will be one or two exemptions. Religious rights, and I can't remember the other one off the top of my head, but that's another form of government trying to control your lives.
The religious exemption basically exempts anybody who wants to be exempted, because all you have to do is go join some church on the internet. You can go and join some church on the internet and say that gives you a religious exemption for vaccination.
Sure, but atheists tend to have a problem joining churches, that's all.
Well, they can go ahead and get themselves a vaccination, or they can join whatever church on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, it basically can put a person in a position where they have to lie, but if you're that afraid of vaccines, like we said to a caller earlier, there's no foul in lying to someone who's victimizing you. So, I mean, you have that option, but yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing to put a person in that position. I hope that there's a lot of people out there who don't feel comfortable lying, and certainly there's a lot of people out there who are all too comfortable lying, but...
Well, I'd recommend checking out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and making plans to move to New Hampshire, where you can actually stand for more freedom to choose with other people who care about that kind of thing. I just don't see things going in the right direction in other places, but I wish you the best, and thank you for the call, Andrew.
I could just imagine somebody trying to push that through in the New Hampshire legislature. It'd get shouted down so fast they wouldn't have a shot.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in New Hampshire.
I'm here. Trust me.
Can you hear me? Here you are. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The thing I wanted to update you on, are you familiar with Jen Coffey, the Free Stater legislator?
She is one of many Free State Project participants, early movers who have been elected to the State House. I believe she's been in for, is this her third term now?
I didn't know she was still in. I thought she was only in for 2 or 4 years.
Oh, maybe she's not in anymore. I don't know. I thought she was still there, but you could be right about that.
She was either elected in 06 or I think it was 08 she was elected. I think she was in for either 2 or 4 years. However, she was re-diagnosed with cancer a couple years ago, I think, or maybe about a year ago. She'd had it before, got over it, moved to New Hampshire, and then got it again. And I wanted to update you. I guess she posted a message a couple of days ago that her, I guess her last hope of a cure has failed. And she had to call 911 today, I think, or yesterday.
Hold that thought, Dave. We'll come back with you here in a moment. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Yeah, it's never fun when people come down with life-threatening illnesses. 855-453. But the Free State Project, it's a big movement, and eventually people are going to pass away. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, we said we were going to talk about suicide, but Dave managed to bring us down first by talking about cancer. Dave in New Hampshire is back with us here on Free Talk Live.
No, I'm sorry. It's not, terrible.
No, it's definitely not funny. It's sad. I mean, you know, people come down with terrifying, you know, horrible, debilitating diseases. And in the case you were talking about, Jen Coffey, who's an early mover for the Free State Project, who was elected as a state rep, she actually had beaten back some cancer, and then apparently it came back, as cancer is wont to do in some people's bodies. And she has announced now that it is it's a done deal, that there is no chance for a cure at this point. And Dave, that is what you were calling in tonight about. Was there another aspect you wanted to focus on? Like, you know, how she's been getting support from the Liberty community up here?
Yeah, Chris, that was about the most inappropriate laughter session I've ever heard. But
it was supposed to be.
Jen, I think Jen would not freak out. She's pretty non PC, and she's taking it. She's taking it with a pretty, I don't know if I think a good sense of humor might be the right word.
You might as well. I mean, what? Why bother getting all upset about it? It's not like you can control it.
It's got to be the scariest thing. It's the scariest thing in your life, right? The end of your life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't think everybody's afraid of that. So I guess it just depends on whether or not you've come to grips with that. And I think a lot of people who are in that circumstance, they've come to grips with that. And so maybe it's not so scary anymore. Maybe it's just inevitable.
Yeah, she's right. I think the best term for it is she's running a fighting retreat. She says she's going to keep doing her radio show. She has either a radio show that she does herself or that she substitutes on. She was able to blog from her, I guess from the emergency room or something along those lines. She posted a blog after she had to call 911. I guess she had been going into spasms. She's been at least off and on in a wheelchair. You know, so we're not talking about an old person. She's about my age.
Yeah, maybe in her 40s.
She was a working EMT just a few years ago.
Yeah. She was the one responsible for getting the switchblade ban lifted, so that it
was
legal in New Hampshire now.
Which was like the very first big success story, the big legislative success story here in New Hampshire. It was all thanks to Jen Coffey.
Actually, her big success came about 3 years after the first big success, which was the Homeschooler Paperwork Reduction Act that came in, I think, 2006. But yeah, she does.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Dave, if you're out there touting success stories, a Paperwork Reduction Act just doesn't have the same ring to it as you can carry any knife you want in New Hampshire now, thanks to this lady. So I'm sorry, that's much bigger than some homeschool paperwork.
Oh, I'd tell you, as a homeschooling, I like it.
It's bigger, but homeschooling does go to the root of all our problems to a certain extent. Anyway,
tell that to someone who's been arrested for having a knife.
Yeah. Tell that to somebody who's been arrested for homeschooling their kids.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened in New Hampshire that I know of.
I have not seen a ton of support type activity for her. There's some. She's got a website. I couldn't find much in the way of donation information on it. But
she had a fundraiser going once. I gave her some money at that point. Within the last year. I can't tell you if it's still online.
You're one of the more generous activists, I tell you. But her website.
Well, I've gotten the impression there's quite a bit of support within the Liberty community for Jen Coffey.
I'm just saying I haven't seen that much of it yet. Her website is jencoffey.com, I think. And
yeah, I couldn't tell you. At the same time, you know, maybe one of the reasons you haven't seen it is it's probably hard for somebody to get out there and self-promote themselves. Like, hey, I've got cancer. Here's my contribution fund. That just doesn't seem like, you know, the average person is going to be willing to do something self-promotional.
It's difficult
like
to market that one.
In that way.
Hence this call.
Yeah.
Hence this call. Yes.
Thanks, Dave, for
the call
tonight.
Thanks for
making it. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There were a number of people who helped out Jen, as well as Chris Lopez, who ended up falling off of a deck. Like a deck kind of fell underneath her, kind of crumbled or something like that, and she broke her back. And people stepped up, man. People within the community stepped up to help that lady. And she's been doing much better now, from what I can tell.
Well, she's in a wheelchair.
Still in a wheelchair.
Yeah, she's got a job and, you know, is able to make ends meet.
So, yeah, there you go. Suicide. Chris Cantwell, it's always an option, especially if you have terminal illness.
Oh, God.
But the person who committed suicide that you didn't know but was apparently a listener of yours, a fan of ChristopherCantwell.com, he killed himself.
Yeah, I got contacted by the fiancé of a gentleman who had a run-in with law enforcement. And to clarify here, I don't know how much, if anything, my content had to do with this. I just know that I paint a very dark picture of the world. I sort of take my listeners and readers on a bit of an emotional roller coaster, and perhaps if you have some stuff going on already, that might not be the healthiest of things.
Okay.
But there was I got contacted by this woman not so long after this man had taken his own life, and she said that I had, quote, deeply influenced him, and it certainly weighed on my conscience because I know that I take my readers and listeners on a little bit of a ride, and I look at the gentleman's Facebook page, and I'm going to leave his name out, but he says, I have falsified legal IDs for others. I have grown magic mushrooms and sold them. I have grown and sold cannabis in states it is, quote, illegal to do so, even if such is lawful. I encourage rebellion and terrorist actions against the American government and those who carry out its unlawful laws. I am, by definition, a domestic terrorist.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then...
And the police were after him, do you think, because of those posts?
So, the next day, we've got a post from his local police department.
Really?
And this police department says, on February 3rd, approximately 1:49 p.m., this police department was dispatched to a residence at this place. It was reported that a male and female both may have committed suicide, as both had been sending messages to family members. Family members were unable to make contact with anyone at the residence and contacted the police. Upon arrival at the residence, officers made contact with the female, who went back inside the residence. A short time later, the female appeared again and came outside the residence and spoke to officers. She was not allowed to return to the residence and was taken away from the area. It was learned that the male in the residence may have a weapon and explosives. An officer reported seeing a male inside the residence with a shotgun. Based on the information received, surrounding residents were immediately evacuated from their homes. An emergency response team was called to the scene. Black Hawk School, I shouldn't have said that, this school was contacted and put on lockdown. A short time later, an officers observed a male subject appear at the back door of the residence with a shotgun.
Oh,
moments
boy.
Later, officers heard a gunshot. The subject was found deceased inside from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Just to be clear, the police posted this on the guy's Facebook page?
The police posted it to their Facebook page,
and one
of his friends shared the post to his timeline.
Okay,
that's how
it.
I'm finding it.
Got it. And this was a listener of yours,
a fan
of ChristopherCantwell.com.
The reason it's relevant to what I'm to my world. I'd spoken to this guy before. He was my Facebook friend. He was in the first Libertarian Brutalism Facebook group, which was subsequently banned. You guys are familiar with a lot of the controversy surrounding my website, using force against law enforcement, that sort of thing. And so this became an issue that sort of weighed pretty heavily on my shoulders, not knowing what, if any, role my influence on this guy may have had.
Let's talk about it coming up here in a moment. You are welcome to share your thoughts, your observations here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And especially if you've been suicidal, you want to comment, it's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's kind of the after-school special here of Free Talk Live. We're talking about suicide. Not really a fun topic to discuss, especially when it actually happens to somebody that you at least had some tangential connection to. Chris Cantwell, one of your fans over at ChristopherCantwell.com, perhaps a listener of some garbage podcast, yeah, has committed suicide, and it was in a situation with the police involved. We'll continue with the story here in a moment, but I want to let you know how to get a free ticket to the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Now, there are certain qualifications that you have to have in order to get this ticket. Qualification number one is you cannot live in New Hampshire. And number two is that you cannot be a Free State Project participant. So if you're on the fence about the Free State Project or just curious about the Free State Project and the movement of liberty-minded people converging in New Hampshire to get active for freedom in our lifetime, then all you have to do to get a free ticket to the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is March 5th through the 8th in Manchester, New Hampshire, is email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and I will tell me what name you want on the ticket, and also you have to pledge that you will attend the FSP question session during Liberty Forum. It's on the Saturday. That's
Saturday, March 7th. It's 12:30, right in the middle of the day. Plenty of time to sleep in if you're partying on Friday night. You just get up in time for the FSP questions session. You attend that session, and you have completed your obligation to get the free ticket. It's that simple. So if you're willing to make that commitment, just email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and I'll get you hooked up with your ticket. If you don't meet those qualifications, you just want to buy a ticket, you can always go to nhlibertyforum.com to get them there. So, Chris, you were given a heads up by the girlfriend, was it?
The fiance
of one of your listeners that he had committed suicide in a situation involving the police where apparently they had been called ostensibly in regards to some sort of domestic dispute, perhaps. And
yeah, I mean, he had, the day before, apparently made some statements on Facebook that might attract the attention of law enforcement, calling himself a domestic terrorist, saying that he advocates for violence, the terrorist attacks against the government, that sort of thing.
Which you don't even advocate for, necessarily. I mean, you've taken positions on the air and on your website that sort of relish when the police are executed.
Yeah.
But you've never actually advocated it, and in fact, you've said that it's not practical to do it.
Yeah, the sort of the narrative that I've taken is that, yes, at some point, I don't believe that politics are going to solve our problems. I don't think that technology is going to outpace the state. I don't think that people are going to give up power voluntarily. I do believe that there's going to have to be some sort of violent conflict at some point. And I've got an article on my website titled Violently Overthrow the Government, which sort of explains a situation where there's a society where X number of people in the society say, I'd rather shoot back than get arrested. Okay. And that's an idea that I've outlined. I'm frankly starting to reconsider some of those things with the time that we're spending in Concord. It's an interesting experience for me that I'm going and I'm sitting down with a legislator. I have a gun on my hip and this guy's actually listening to what I have to say. It's an odd experience.
Yeah.
I come from a place where the Republican Party wants to take your guns away. So that's kind of a scary situation to be in. And, you know, I've read things from the Founding Fathers, right? You know, the Founding Fathers of the United States, you know, the only reason you'll need the Second Amendment is if they try to take it away, right?
And, mm-hmm.
Well, I interviewed a gal named Erica Chenoweth, who's a professor who wrote a book called Civil Resistance Works or something like that.
Okay.
Ian, could you look it up so we get the exact right title? But in it, what she did is she outlined that right now, currently with the way things are, that, well, actually, they took the time frame between 1900 and 2000, that 100 years, and they looked at civil disobedience, not civil disobedience necessarily, sort of civil resistance.
The book is called Why Civil Resistance Works.
Civil resistance versus sort of armed resistance. And they found civil resistance to be twice as effective, and it was becoming more effective, not less effective, than armed resistance. And I would say that probably the reason is you just can't fight the government. Like, they can't make you do anything you don't want to do, and when they can drop a bomb on you, when they have a robot cop at some point, it's just not going to make a difference.
Which is apparently coming soon.
The problem with that, and I've gone over this with Adam before, is that Adam Kokesh, is that what they're trying to do in these civil resistance movements is nothing to do with getting rid of a government. You're not talking about getting rid of the authority of the state.
Sure,
in a lot of cases that they're talking about there, they're actually expanding the power of the state. These are left-wing movements that are actually trying to get a bigger government. And sure enough, if enough people say, hey, government, grow, it's more than happy to do so.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the problem with that thing. And you're talking about a situation where the abolition of the state. Now, we don't really have on record a situation where that's ever happened. So the entire thing is theory. And I would also remind the folks who listen to me, listen to this program, read ChristopherCantwell.com, it's an entertainment website. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's represented by a cartoon character, and even if the stuff on there is dead on right, you shouldn't be putting your life in the hands of some blogger that you've met on Facebook. It's a crazy, irresponsible thing to do for you to put that responsibility on me. So if you're out there thinking of doing anything that's going to get you killed or spend the rest of your life in prison, you had better make that decision for yourself and not say, I saw it on ChristopherCantwell.com, and then go out and do something crazy.
Well, to the guy's credit, at least he didn't shoot at anybody else.
Well, right, he didn't do that.
Well, and then that's the other thing is, then I talk about this, and I've got commenters who are like, he should have taken out the cops with him, and he's going to go out. And I'm like, Look, don't get me wrong. My shocking, my shock jock wants to go on that level and say, well, why you should have blah, blah. And I'm like, no, this is serious. You know, I talked to this guy and he's dead. And I'm terrified of people. I can't imagine that there wasn't some issues already going on there, right? But I said, I paint a very dark picture and I take my listeners on an emotional roller coaster. The last episode of Some Garbage Podcast starts off with me screaming and yelling really angrily. In the middle of it, we're laughing like crazy. And at the end, the listener's in tears. I'm not screwing around. I'm taking people on an emotional roller coaster and I'm manipulating their emotions. I'm trying to screw with their heads, okay? And so if you're doing that and we're talking about political violence, I mean, people can get sort of stirred up by that. Mm. But I do think, look, the product is enjoyable to a lot of people, and it starts a lot of conversation. So I'm intent to keep on producing that type of content. But I think I might have to every once in a while sort of remind people to keep themselves grounded in reality. Just go do something else once in a while. And if you're feeling
that's
like you're going
to New Hampshire, I mean, look, that's you've already pointed out here, Chris, and not just tonight, but in the past, about how the short, relatively short experience you've had here is starting to change you, whether it be the state representatives actually treating you like a human being and talking to you and, you know, realizing they're on the same level as you, that level of sort of humility coming from somebody that is a state representative, that's a shocker. I also changed when I came here as well. I was ready to quit voting and quit working inside the system, and then Dennis Goddard showed me that, look, things can actually work inside the system in New Hampshire, and I had to begrudgingly admit that he was right. I remember this process went on the air where he would call in and, you know, keep making points about how New Hampshire was different. And then I finally saw what he was saying. You had an experience with the police where they were the reasonable people and, you know, in an argument between you and this local nutcase named Boston Strong, and you had a gun on your hip the entire time, and they treated you like a gentleman.
Yeah, after knowing exactly who I am and knowing about
calling
the
you
things-
by your
that
first
I've talked
name.
About. Yeah, they came and said, hey, Chris, and I've never met these guys before, and they see me out there with a gun in a yelling match with some citizen down the road, and they're like, oh, we're going to make sure that you have some quality of life in this neighborhood. That's unacceptable. I was like, oh, my God, I thought these guys were going
to
kill me.
If you're in New Hampshire and the police come to your house, you don't pick up a shotgun and put it in your mouth. You pick up a telephone and call Pork 411 or dial Keene 411 or grab your two-way radio.
Your camera,
Keene,
yeah.
And, you know, call for backup, call for your friends. People in the Liberty Movement are so alone all over the place. I don't blame them for getting crazy out in the middle of nowhere or even in the middle of a city where they might as well be in the middle of nowhere because they're surrounded by no one who can empathize.
They feel
with them.
Isolated.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Mark, it sounds like you wanted to get something in. Stand by. We'll get to that here in a moment. And your thoughts are certainly welcome if you'd like to throw in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Granger Choice. The Granger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Granger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Granger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification.
time. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here and get in the remaining moments tonight. If you don't make it in tonight, we're back tomorrow night, every single night, 7 nights a week, live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you're not listening to us live, you're listening via podcast, archive, or on a radio station that's delayed broadcasting us, and you want to take part in the show, just make sure you call in during those live hours, and then you can listen to yourself later on. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but Mark, I know you wanted to weigh in on the discussion about suicide. I know you didn't have enough time in the last segment.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, Cantwell, I don't think you're responsible for what this guy did, but I would say that what you're experiencing is sort of a realization of the power of what we do. You're a convincing guy, right? Like, you're smart, and people can tell it, especially when they're reading your articles. I mean, they're well-written and well-done over there at ChristopherCantwell.com. And so when you write stuff and people read it, maybe somebody who's not entirely all put together mentally, you know, it's going to have some effect on them. You need to, I guess you're coming to the realization that there is incredible power as a media personality.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it'd be foolish of me to, like, what am I doing if I don't think I have some influence over the people who are reading my content, right? And I do. I want people to think about the topics that I'm bringing up, okay? And I'm dead serious about that. And I don't want these subjects like use of force taken off the table. I felt at some point like they were off the table, and I meant to put them back on the table, and I think I've succeeded. But it's like, if you're getting to a point, ladies and gentlemen, if you're following me and you feel you're in a dark place and you're thinking about doing something that's going to get you hurt, go listen to a couple of back episodes of Peace News Now or something, and get your spirits lifted, okay? I don't want you getting hurt.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Oliver Closeoff, calling from Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I think one of the things that you guys were touching on earlier is working within state government to bring about change. And you guys are seeing a lot of that with the effort that you guys are putting in. A couple other examples that are, like, really poignant and important and take note of is, you know, the legalization of pot in states where it wasn't legal, and the states basically telling the federal government, too bad. What that really shows is that you can, I hate to put it this way because I know there's a lot of, like, anti-statists or whatever you guys want to call yourselves, but you can reinvigorate the republic. I mean, the people themselves are not going to go and petition Washington and gather as a group and hang signs and stuff. That's not going to do anything anymore. What really has to happen is the people in the states have to work together to put the chains back on government in order to rein it back in, because the people themselves are not going to be able to do it. The states themselves won't do it unless the people get involved in it.
Well, we've seen some of that. I mean, it's called nullification, and there's...
Absolutely. Yeah. There's examples throughout the entire system. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but you're right. I mean, the 10th Amendment Center is... they've been doing a good job of encouraging nullification, more legislation in different states to basically tell the federal government no. One of the classic examples was that in New Hampshire, I think it was in 2006 or 07, they nullified the federal government's real ID provisions, which would have created a national ID card. Now, rumor is that's going to come back around in 2016, and they're going to require a national ID to do U.S. traveling, as far as like on airplanes and things like that. I don't know how true that will end up being in 2016, because they always end up pushing this stuff back off. But that's one example. Another example is in Utah. There's a campaign to cut off the water supply to the NSA facility because they're running through like a million gallons a day or minute or something ridiculous like that to cool all their spying computers. And obviously the environmentalists don't like that very much. So nullification can kind of span across different political boundaries.
Yeah,
as well.
I support this. I think it's the most practical sort of steps into the direction I want to go. Now, I would say that the problem that's inherent in it is that, well, since power tends to centralize, and that's what's going to happen unless people exert a great deal of effort in the other direction. And that's a kind of, you know, the Benjamin Franklin quote, "A republic, madam, if we can keep it." And the Thomas Jefferson quote that the tree of liberty needs to be watered frequently with dead bureaucrats, or whatever it was that he said.
The blood of patriots and tyrants.
Right. I'm sorry, I would never suggest anything otherwise, founding fathers wishing to murder government agents. But, I mean, you know, you can see that what they're saying is that the public has to put a great deal of effort into keeping a government from being tyrannical. And I would say that that's even more true with sort of the central government.
Absolutely, but no one's ever said it wasn't like that. It's always been a struggle between those being governed and those doing the governing. I mean, by its very nature, government's intention is to grow and gain more control.
Yep.
So it's on the people, and I know everybody wants like a push-button solution. Because we've sat here and done nothing for so long, there is no push-button solution.
Well, you're in Chicago. I mean, we're doing a lot of stuff here in New Hampshire,
well,
I'd just like to say.
I appreciate that, and I gave you guys a nod to that. But you guys are also realizing, by working within the system that's in place, that you can bring about fundamental changes within your own states. If everybody starts doing that,
that's not going to happen. Everybody's not going to ever do anything together.
Then
so you
done.
Might as well just cross that one off your list. You can't even get all libertarians to agree to do one thing, let alone everybody who's not a libertarian to do these things. So the best thing you can hope for is for a percentage of liberty-minded people to get their S together and move to New Hampshire, where they can then do the very things you're talking about, because everybody's not going to do those things.
Well, hold on. Let me rebut that. What I've seen over the course of the last decade, I'm not saying I don't believe this Free State Project's the best solution going. I do think it is. But what I've seen over the course of the last decade is I've seen a lot of sort of good stuff passing in different places. I think there's a bill in Utah that the Utah government has to accept Bitcoin for, you know, taxes or something. We had that.
There's a bill like that in New Hampshire.
We had that too. But what I'm trying to point out is there's a lot of interesting things going on all over.
What's going on in Illinois?
Not much.
Okay. Nothing. No, yeah. We breed corruption, as you guys have all seen.
Does Utah have a influx of liberty activists coming from all around the world?
No
they don't.
I don't think that's.
So
I think
you can point out one thing here, and you can point out one thing there.
Yeah, a lot of one thing here, one
New
thing
Hampshire
there.
Actually has a movement with people who are coming here. So I mean, yeah, you can point out one thing in Utah, but what about the 50 other bills that are making things worse?
Okay, so let me rebut. I think that this is important to look at. You have to look at both sides. How come Vermont is likely to legalize marijuana right next door to New Hampshire, while New Hampshire sits here and misses the opportunity to be essentially the Colorado, the marijuana mecca of the East, or at least the New England states?
Vermont's got more hippies.
That's just an excuse, Ian. So the fact is that New Hampshire, has at this point draconian marijuana laws compared to a lot of places. It's slow to change because of its system.
Good.
It's slow to change in a statist direction, but it's also slow to change in a non-statist
direction.
That's true.
That's why we need more activists here, because if you think it's hard to change New Hampshire, try changing Chicago. Try changing Illinois. Good luck with that. What else do you want to share tonight, Oliver?
I think the point that I'm trying to make is you're not going to get everybody to do it, and you may not get every state to do it. You'll get a heck of a lot of people doing it when things get bad enough. When things really get bad enough, you're going to get everybody all of a sudden like, gosh, we need to do something. And by then, it's probably going to be too late.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for the call tonight, Oliver. I appreciate it.
And waiting until things get bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, I would remind you, is what happened in Greece. Mm. And what they did in Greece when things got bad enough was elect a communist government. Things don't have a tendency of getting better, which is something that I have noticed in my study of history around the entire world. Things go downhill. Not up. And that's one of the things that it's amazing to watch happen here. It is completely unique. And we go in there and we're seeing a bill pass the Senate and be sent back to the Republican-controlled House to repeal the requirement for a concealed carry permit. I mean, this is happening. These things are actually going on there. We go to as many hearings on repealing laws as we do on passing them. And it's something that that's not happening anywhere in the United States.
And things are already bad in a lot of places, including Reason.com reporting on a woman who is 90 years old, had the police smash up her house while raiding it for drugs. Of course, they didn't find any drugs. She declined to be named. The raid happened on December 18th, as reported by CBSMiami.com. She said, quote, "I don't know how the cops got in here. The noise woke me up when something said boom, like a bomb or something." Riviera Beach police said after evidence of criminal activity, they got a search warrant. She said, quote, "Cops standing over here talking about where's the drugs? I said, what? What drugs? Ain't no drugs in here," she said. After drug-sniffing dogs failed to find anything, the police left. When asked whether they got the wrong address, the department countered that just because the woman didn't know about drugs being sold out of her house doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they just tore the hell out of this poor lady's house and claimed they had not made a mistake. No drugs there, that's all. So we're out of time.
All in a day's work.
Yep. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime. If you want to do something, get your butt to New Hampshire and get active for freedom here. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.